Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I see there's a Business Insider article that said Gen Z is bringing back the polarizing trend of shared tables and communal dining. Though often the butt of jokes, the trend experienced surges in popularity in the 1980s and 2000s. In the post-pandemic era, shared tables offer an easy way for digital natives to socialize. When diners once recoiled from the idea of rubbing elbows with strangers, Gen Z is pulling chairs a little bit closer. It's fascinating. According to new data from the online reservation service company, Gen Z diners say they enjoy communal tables compared to just 60% of boomers. So this has never been a thing in South Africa where you would, in fact, I remember the first time I came across this, I was traveling and I was sitting at a table and somebody came up and said, do you mind if I join? And I thought, what? What do you mean? Of course I do. Like, this is my table. But I realized that this is actually quite a common thing in other parts of the world. Now, this is coming back a little bit. And we wanted to speak to a body language expert, Tzvi Ofir, who we've spoken to a number of times before, about this trend, which is now coming back. Tzvi, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. Hope you're well.
Thank you for having me. Yes, I'm well, and it's a lovely day here in Israel. So,
awesome. So let's just talk about, because obviously proximity is a major component of body language. How close we allow other people into our space tells us a lot about where we come from, our upbringing, what kind of society, and it speaks to many parts of our own personality. Some of us, maybe like me, would find it a bit uncomfortable if somebody were to join my space, yet it has been a trend and it is coming back. Take me through this.
Okay, so first of all, the first question is why? I mean, why is Generation Z embracing the communal tables? Because Generation Z, they grew up online, but they're the first generation to feel the limitations of the digital connection. So the communal tables give them something that the screen cannot, which is real people, real expressions, real emotions. And from a body language perspective, the communal dining, it lowers the pressure, because when you sit among several people, the spotlight is not on you. It's not like going in into a one-on-one interview. So you're part of the group, but you don't have the need to lead the conversation, so to speak. Now, you're absolutely correct. Proximity is one of the things, because when you sit in close proximity to someone, shoulder to shoulder, it releases oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone. And what it signals here is, I'm safe here. I belong to a group. I'm part of a group. Another thing that it does is mirroring, because people naturally mirror the body language of those around them. So when you have a table or a group of people, when they start laughing, engaging, then even a shy person can start mirroring that energy. And you also have open body posture, because Gen Z, they are naturally more relaxed. So you have fewer crossed arms, you have more leaning in, more neutral, friendly posture. And these signals make strangers more approachable and the environment feels safer. So what is interesting is why they're succeeding now, especially after the COVID pandemic. Because after the COVID, people realized just how badly they missed eye contact, the energy of a shared meal. So there's a swing back to communal dining. And it fits in perfectly. It's intimate, unpolished, spontaneous, and
what's fascinating is
the story that you brought.
Yeah, sorry, carry on. Yeah. No, carry on, and then in terms of the story, and then I'll go back to my question.
Okay, so the story that you brought about somebody who wanted to join your table.
Yes.
That's a fantastic example of the differences between Gen Z and boomers at the table.
Right.
Because boomers, they were raised on privacy, personal space. The idea, to paraphrase it slightly different, that my table is my fortress.
Yes, yes.
And so it's tighter posture, it's more protective gestures, much less eye contact.
Right.
And with Generation Z, it's less vibe, open right. posture, where
so where do
the phones are placed.
Where
placed
do
down.
Us Gen X fall into this? Maybe somewhere in the middle, I suppose.
Probably somewhere in the middle. But I think that at any rate, it's a good experience because it's actually it's sharing space.
Yes.
And the group dynamics, they protect the individual. And so
what's interesting for me,
group energy.
Yeah, is that yeah. I would have thought that Gen Z, because they struggle maybe to even speak on the phone, they'll rather text and use WhatsApp. Their life is very, very much behind a shield. I would have thought that although this they maybe yearn for human contact and connection, I would have thought that they would find it very difficult to share a table with other people in that way.
Which is very interesting. It's an interesting point because if it would be, let's say, on a one-on-one conversation, let's say like a Zoom or interview or something like that, then they would definitely feel
the
pressure.
Oh, I see. So the crowd more gives them the anonymity in a way, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Because you don't have a need to join in the conversation. You can join when you feel ready.
Mm.
And even a small thing like passing a dish, it creates a natural connection without
right,
words.
Right.
And nodding, smiling, reacting without speaking much. It's a good thing. So it's open body language. It's smiling, you know, nodding. It doesn't force you. And you can join in if and when you're ready and or just stay at the side. But it's not just a trend. It's actually a cultural connection.
Have you
and
noticed?
They're reminding
yes.
us.
Carry on.
Yeah. I said that they're reminding us that connection doesn't happen through a screen. It happens through shared glances, shared laughter, a shared meal. And it creates a sense of happiness within the group without the social pressure behind it. And this can actually be good for those who've been raised online to be able to be part of this trend.
Have we noticed a significant or minor shift in body language since we've all become Zoom people and have so many of our meetings and discussions online?
First of all, yes. What's actually interesting is that the first Zoom presentation that I gave online was when the lockdown started here in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to meet people, and so we did this online. And my actual first presentation was body language online. So there is the body language which we need to be aware of when we're talking to people, which is focusing on the camera, on our phone, or on our laptop. And it's focusing on looking at the camera and creating, just one example, and creating a better connection through eye contact, even though we may not always see. If I'm giving a presentation, it's and I'm using a PowerPoint presentation or a Canva presentation, and I can't see the crowd, so I focus on the camera without even seeing to create this bond. So there is body language is needed online, and there's a lot of body language which is needed in front of presentations, which is very different. So there was a time after COVID where there was much less frontal and much more online. But now the trend is coming back. It's swinging the other way, which I think is much better for everyone.
Absolutely. I'd love your thoughts on it. 061-895-1019. Mark says, one time somebody asked me if they could join my table. I offered him a chip a chip and he ate the whole lot. Yeah, Mark, you see, you broke the rule. You shouldn't have offered anything. Let him just be there, or let her just be there. Don't get involved. That's the whole thing. And you can have a conversation. Don't offer them your food. That is way, I don't know. I don't want anyone involved with my food, but that's just me. It is 6:43. Thank you, Tzvi Ofir. He's a body language expert talking about Gen Z bringing back this communal table idea. What do you think about it? Should we be more open to it here in South Africa, or does it actually make you feel uncomfortable?